Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 3rd, 2014, More Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it is designed specifically for our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. Well, to introduce tonight's special group speakers, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 Executive Director, and a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, I'm going to be very glad to introduce this next speaker. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of history about him. He started going with me to meetings and things when he's approximately 10 years old. Went to Oklahoma City one day to Charles County Insurance Agency, did a presentation, sold everybody in the room, and he wanted to go with me, so I dressed him up and told him to hand up papers for me. He walked around the room at 10 years old, shook hands, thanked everybody for letting him be there, sat down, and when I need the papers, he handed it out. We wrote everybody up, and when we got back to the car, I said, you know, son, I believe you were one of the best help I ever had, and I told him how much money I made, and we're driving down the road in Luther, Oklahoma. He said, Papa, I want to know, was I really good help? Did you say it because I'm your grandson, or did you say it because it's really good help? And I had to stop and thank folks, because you want to be sure for you don't. And I thought about it, and I said, son, I'm telling you, both is the reasons. One, because you was my grandson, and another, because you did an outstanding job. And he looked at me, and he said, well, Papa, if that's the case, I'd like to know what my cut of the money is. In Luther, Oklahoma, I pulled over and gave him a $100 bill at the age of 10, because anybody could raise me up and cut me off that short deserved to get paid for it. It's my grandson, Mr. Jeremy Moore. He's a Platinum 7, or has been a Platinum 7 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, always in the Performance Club, Power 20, always has a fantastic organization, married a very, very beautiful young lady, which is a great cook, good housekeeper, and probably maybe a better closer than he is. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored, I'm very pleased, I'm very proud. He's Randy's son, he's my grandson, and he's a top producer on our team, Mr. Randy Moore, his daughter, pardon me, and his wife, Stephanie. Good evening, Jeremy. Good evening, Stephanie.
Hello, can you hear me all right?
Hear you loud and clear, son. Very proud of you being on tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I think what we'll do it tonight, I think we'll go ahead and we'll get things kicked off with Stephanie. She's much prettier than I am, and she's very,
amen,
very helpful. We'll go straight to get things kicked off and with a $250,000 income earner. And, guys, between the two of us, we've now written over 10,500 Legal Shield plans over the course of our tenure with Legal Shield, so I'm going to turn it straight in to Ms. Stephanie Moore. Stephanie, go ahead.
All right, good evening. I appreciate the opportunity this evening to speak on the group call. I'm going to give you a little background on myself and then offer a few tips along the way. So I started working at the Legal Shield corporate office in 1998. It took me 7 years to take the leap to make the change, because we all know change can be quite scary. But my why for change was pretty big, and it was I wanted time with my family. Some of you have heard this before, but I was becoming very rude in every ball game that he played, and all the while I was working at the corporate office. I worked 8 to 5. And so I finally decided in May of 2005 full of Jeremy, because he was getting to pick up our son Braden from school and just take him to the zoo, or, you know, while I was working, and then he would, you know, be able to go to every school function, just go for it. And I quit the corporate office to hit the field. And my comfort were in groups, because while I worked at the corporate office, I worked in the group marketing department for those 7 years, and I worked with the likes of Catherine Walden, Marilyn Thompson, and, of course, Paul, and then Jeremy. And so I figured that that's where I was going to start my focus. And how I started that was simply by following my dollars. I did that by approaching companies I had a connection with. You know, for example, the doctor offices I used, the dry cleaners, the gym, the hospital we went to, the daycare, the school my child attended. I mean, I just followed wherever I spent my money were the places that I hit up. And then I also wrote down a list of my family members who owned businesses. So, for example, my stepdad is an architect, so I made an appointment to see him and his employees to, you know, set them up on a group account. I have several uncles who were superintendents of schools, and so I made appointments with them to get into their schools. And I used those situations to work out, like, my nerves and the kinks, because we all know it can be a little nerve-wracking and scary going out on those first, you know, groups. But that's how I kind of worked out my nerves. And I knew if I messed up in front of these people, it wasn't going to be so bad. They would love me anyway. So after doing that, I worked through my nerves, and I used those people for their connections as well. So once I got them, you know, involved in the company or in with the product in their companies, I asked them for their referrals. And so I you know, I told you that I spoke with my stepdad, you know, with his architect company. Well, he has connections with businessmen and contractors, and my uncles who were superintendents knew other superintendents of other schools. And so, you know, I used them. I also remained friends with, like, my high school and college classmates, and you would be surprised how many of those may be HR directors now or business owners or brokers who can get you into their companies. And so I'm going to start out with my three tips for opening groups. And the first one is simply follow your dollar. It's as simple as that. And then two, I want you to make a list of your family and friends who are business owners or in a position to get you into their company. And then three, you're going to work off the referrals that you get from those people as well. You should never, ever run low on referrals. If you are asking everyone you know, as you close the deal with them, if they are implementing the business within their own company, why would they not see a need for someone that they know to have that same opportunity and need? So every time you're closing, you need to be asking for those referrals, and you're going to get multiple, and so you're going to have plenty of those to work with. And you also want to make sure you service your accounts. Once you get those, you want to make sure you service them regularly and you keep a good relationship. We have, you know, superintendents who move to new schools. Well, because we've kept a good relationship with them, they let us come into this new schools that they've moved to. Or, you know, those HR directors, sometimes they, you know, change companies, and if you stay in good with them, you know, they'll let you come in and implement it into the new company that they're in. So those relationships can last a very long time and make you very profitable. Another question I get asked a lot is how I do my presentation. And of course, I focus on the plans. I don't necessarily go into the company details. I mean, I think our benefit sells itself. So I definitely focus on the plans, but I add in some personal stories. But I say that to say this. It is very important when you do this, you keep it to the time allotted. I mean, if I'm given 15 minutes, I'm going to make sure I have my presentation and the paperwork, and I'm out of there within 15 minutes. And I don't want to burn that bridge and go over time. Okay, so for example, when discussing the will, I add in how not having a will affected my personal life. Some of you know my story. My dad was killed at the age of 49 by a drunk driver. He did not have a will. And because of that, now to this day, I have nothing of my father's to pass down to my boys. And so I use that story because it's adding in a personal story and using the will. A will is for everyone. It doesn't matter your age, race, gender, because everyone knows the importance of that area, of having that will. Sorry, sometimes it's a little hard to get through whenever I'm talking about that. Also, another area I add in is, you know, speeding tickets. I use my husband's for that example. I've not had a speeding ticket, but my husband's had several, and so I use him because, you know, again, most people get speeding tickets, and if they don't, they're going to have a spouse or likely a teenage driver that are speeders. And so my advice when choosing to add those personal stories is to make sure it can affect everyone you are presenting to. So that's why I focus, like, on the wheel and add in my personal story, focus on speeding tickets, add in my husband as an example, because those two areas can pretty much affect anybody. So I hope my story and these few tips help you become very successful in your Legal Shield business. And now I will turn it over to my better half, Mr. Jeremy.
Wow, thank you, Stephanie. Those are excellent, excellent points. Hope everybody's doing all right this evening. Don't want to take too much of your time. And for you guys that have heard me speak in the past, maybe this may be somewhat repetitive, but I'm a firm believer in if you'll put these things to use, it can do nothing but enhance your production and enhance your productivity. And that's what we're all about, writing applications and creating income for us and our families. And, you know, I like to keep things very simple, guys, going all the way back to when I very first started on my Legal Shield journey in 1999, March of 99, is, you know, one of the very first things that Pawpaw had me do was to practice my presentation. And, you know, this may sound a little bit corny. Some of you guys may think you're above it or you know, or whatnot, but, you know, I don't care. If you're going to be good at anything, whether it's Legal Shield or, you know, or a professional athlete, you don't just get to be a professional at something. You don't get to be an expert at something without a tremendous amount of practice. It takes practice, practice, practice. In a way, you know, and that was something that that Papa instilled in me from day one. Jeremy, you have to practice your presentation. You have to say it over and over and over and over. And not only just practice saying your presentation, but I want you to record yourself doing the presentation. I want you to... A lot of times when we're talking, to, whether it be an individual or we're in front of a group or we're with a decision maker, things we think is coming out of our mouths, the things we think we're saying is one thing, but what's actually coming out could be totally different. And we may be leaving out some phrases or jumbling some things together, and therefore our message isn't getting heard, and therefore those closes aren't happening. And so if you need to record yourself when you're doing those presentations to listen to what you're actually saying so you can critique and perfect that. You know, Paul, another thing had me, you know, not only perfect a presentation, but to be able to give a presentation in 5 minutes, be able to give a presentation in 10 minutes, be able to, if you have the opportunity to be able to talk for 15 or 20 minutes, have a presentation that fills that time period and do it over and over and over. I can't reiterate that enough. You know, I've been in the field a lot, and, you know, some people that I would think that's been in the business a long time, I listen to their presentation, and it's really not that good. And it's just simply because it's a lack of preparedness, a lack of practice time. And, you know, another good way, you know, strictly speaking about the group marketing arena of Legal Shield, another good way to get good at your presentations is those one-on-one presentations. If you're not out there selling personal memberships, kind of goes hand-in-hand with what Stephanie said earlier. You know, you can cut your teeth when you're talking to your best friend. You can cut your teeth when you're talking to your brother, your sister, your parents, your grandparents, you know, your childhood friend. That's okay if you screw up in front of them because they're going to still like and love you anyway. But that's a great way to be able to practice and live people, and still at the same time, I'm all about practice, but I want to make money too. So if you're going to be telling a story, tell the story to some, you put yourself in an opportunity where you're able to create income for you and your family. So it's a great way to practice those one-on-one presentations. I would rather screw up with my next-door neighbor on a one-on-one basis, and if I was instead of screwing up if I was in front of 20 people or 15 people or 250 people, and mess up that presentation. So those one-on-ones can really, really help perfect that presentation. So when you get in that group environment, you're smooth, you're ready to go, you're on point, you're to the point. you're very concise. You say what you need to say. You tell the jokes you need to tell. You tell the stories you need to help, you know, take that information from the head to the heart. And, you know, kind of like I think you all can tell from when Stephanie was talking, you know, she's passionate about this membership. She's passionate about the cause of Legal Shield, and that comes out in the presentation. The only way I know to get passionate about our product and our service is to use it. If you all are on the phone, if you haven't used your membership, you need to be using it. You know, you need to be. If you haven't gotten your will made, you need to get your will made. You need to know how that process works. You need to call a law firm. You had something crazy happens, just call and get the advice. I don't encourage you to get speeding tickets like I do, but if you do happen to, you can find out how wonderful that part of the plan is. And I'm definitely a testimony for that aspect. But you need to use your membership. Use your membership, because the more you use it, the better you'll see it is, and the more passionate you are about the Legal Shield cause, guys. When you're out there in front of those groups and in front of those decision makers, they can see that you're in there offering them something that you're passionate about, that you believe in, that you truly, from the bottom of your heart, know that this is going to help empower them and their employees. And you know, it's a whole lot different environment than them just looking at you as another salesperson. It goes a long way, and the only way to get that, the belief from the head to the heart, is from the personal experiences and using your membership yourself. And so that's so important. Now, those things are really basic and really simple, guys, but I guarantee you, if you take a little time and practice, it will definitely pay huge dividends from here on out. The second thing I was going to talk to you guys about tonight, Stephanie did a great job of covering it, and you know, that's where do you go to get your business? You know, when I started at 22 years old, I didn't have a lot of contacts. I didn't have a lot of people I knew in the business community because of my age that I thought that I didn't know in the business community. But, you know, that follow your dollar aspect, you know, most folks that we spend our money with on a daily basis are those small business owners out there. Those people that we stop by and that we trade with, we do business with on a daily business, the majority of them are small business owners. I don't care if it's your local bank, your local insurance agency, your local dry cleaner, your local place you get your hair cut, the place you bought your vehicle, you know, all those individuals, all those places out there are small business owners. And you can approach those individuals and you spend money with them. They owe you the right to at least hear what you have to say, give you the right to do that presentation for them. And by doing that, you know, I was able to kind of goes into my third topic, and that's something I really, really want to stress to you guys, is recruiting to the group market. If you're not recruiting, I don't care if it's group marketing, you're in network marketing, you're in small business, CDL, if you are not recruiting to those markets, you're really missing the boat. And I've made a career out of recruiting to the group market. And how I was able to do that is simply what I just got through saying, is simply by following my dollar. Those individuals, those early groups that we went and presented at, those we would always ask those individuals, who handles your other benefits? Who handles your insurance? Who is your PNC agent? We would follow up with those agents and let them know that we were just in their account and we had X amount of participation, whether it was 60% of the employee base chose to take this out, or in Stephanie's case, usually it's 95% of the employee base chose to take out this benefit. We'd hate for your other customers to miss out on this wonderful service. And by doing that, we're able to recruit those agents in, recruit those brokers in, and to, for them to open us up to their markets, to their book of business. And that simple formula right there is how a great portion of my business has been built for the last almost 15 years now, is simply by following my dollar and through those relationships, having those individuals introduce me to their books of business. You know, and the same thing is after you've opened a few groups on your own, you know, you can call the corporate office and be added to the conservation group list. After you've had some success in Legal Shield will give you accounts that have not been serviced for one reason or another over a period of time, and they'll turn those out to the sales force in your areas. And you need to be on those conservation groups. I can't tell you how many new groups I've opened by simply servicing a conservation group account by following the same system that I did with the follow your dollar method. Just a couple of quick examples of how effective that can be, by following your dollar and getting introduced to individuals. I got introduced to an individual. It's an insurance. His name is Aaron Capps, right here in Oklahoma. By doing that, him and his team has been responsible for over 7,000 memberships written underneath me that I've gotten over right over the years. That's strictly recruiting to groups. I got introduced about 10 years ago now to a lady named Virginia Burnett right here in Oklahoma. She's personally written over 4,000 memberships, been Players Club qualified for, I don't know, well over hundreds of months, been on all the trips and everything. But I got an override on all those thousands of memberships that she's written over the years. By me having success in the group marketing arena and Legal Shield and by building a business, I was able to recruit my wife, Stephanie, into this business. And she's written thousands and thousands of memberships over the years. Just a few short years ago, through some people all through the group marketing arena, got introduced to an awesome lady down in the Woodlands, Texas, named Sherry Branda. You know, she's been executive director almost every month last year. Last month and this month, her and her team have written, are closing in on 2,000 memberships that Stephanie and I have gotten override on every single one of those. And all of those individuals, I could list dozens of other people, but those few individuals, those are literally almost 15,000 memberships that I've gotten an override, but that's all through recruiting, strictly through the group marketing part of the Legal Shield on business opportunity. And so, sometimes, when we think of recruiting, we just think of the network marketing aspect and take advantage of it. I'm all for it. I do it myself, but also keep in mind that you can build a huge successful business just strictly recruiting to the group market. Because keep in mind this, guys, you can be an awesome closer, you can be an awesome presenter, you can be the number one producer on the More Success team, but if you're not building your business, if something happens to you, then that business stops. But if you're building a successful group marketing business, and something happens, you may get ill, you may have to do this, you may have to do that, you may want to go and travel the world for a month or two, or for a solid year for that matter. If you've built a successful group marketing arm of your Legal Shield business, you can simply send those individuals into your accounts that you have, and they're continue to produce on their own. So, really important aspect to your business, not only to get good yourself, but definitely want to recruit to the group marketing business. And this is a great transition to the final point I want to make. And just because we're still in the early part of 2014 here, and that's goal setting. This is something that was really was always taught to me from day one, how important it was to set your goals, to find out what you wanted to get and how fast you wanted to get there. And guys, if you don't have a goal, you're just kind of spinning your wheels, and you need to make sure on your goals, you got to share them with individuals. Sometimes, we want to keep things private because, if we don't tell anybody about what our goals and dreams and aspirations are, if we don't live up to them, oh, it's okay because we're just dealing with ourselves. But it's amazing to me that when you hold yourself to accountability, when I share my goals with my wife, when I share my goals and my dreams with Papa or my dad, it holds you to another level of accountability because you put it out there. People know what you're striving for, and it's so important not only to have goals, but you need to share them with your support system so they know where you're trying to get to, and you can all pull that same rope in order to get to it. Another thing is you've got to get off your backside and go to work when people know what you're shooting for, because if you don't, I don't know about you guys, but I certainly don't want to let the people that I look up to and admire and appreciate and respect most in life let them down. And so that's really important to do that. You need to share your goals. And if you guys haven't sent your goals in to Mr. Ken Moore, I know he asks for them every year, do it. And because I know he'll follow up with you and help mentor you throughout the year. And if you want to share with me, that's great. I'll be more than happy to do that for you or with you guys as well. But It's another important thing on your goal setting. You know, have something big, have something huge, but you got to break it down to the smallest common denominator. And what I mean by that is whatever you want to get or whatever you want to do or whatever level you want to achieve, that's great, but you need to put a timetable to it. It needs to be specific, and then you need to break it down to the lowest common denominator. And what I mean by that is, you know, if I want to make $100,000 in the next 6 months with Legal Shield, I need to know how much I need to make a month. And then I need to know how much I'm going to need to make a week and how much I need to make a day. And then I need to know what type of activity it's going to require me to do in order to achieve that monetary value. And it could be the same thing whether it's I want to go platinum or silver or gold or ED or manager or director or whatever the case may be. But I need to know if I have to talk to five people to get one yes and my goal is to do five a day, then I know I'm going to have to talk to 25 people. You know, and so that's breaking it down. I've got to get out there and tell this story 25 times if I want five people to say yes to it, whether it be joining my team or buying a membership or both or whatever the case may be. But realize, you know, it all, in order to achieve anything, it all comes down to your activity. You know, Jimmy Parrish, our top producer, has been a top producer on the team for years and years and years now, somebody I admire and respect a lot. I guarantee you the reason why his numbers are bigger than all of us on this call is because he does more activity than all of us on this call. He's in front of more people. He's telling the story more times. And if you want more bigger results, you've got to have bigger activity. That's all there simply is to it. You know, I look at Stephanie, my wife, and I admire and appreciate her so much, but really and realistically, she makes executive director on personal sales every single month. She's been doing that for well over for over 2 years now, has not missed executive director on personal sales. But realistically, she does about 20 hours a week worth of Legal Shield to be able to generate that. But that's what she wants to do, and she's good at it, and more power to her. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you want greater results, you need to. If you want the ring, you want to strive for greatness in Legal Shield, you need to ramp up your activity, guys. It's as simple as that. Once you practice and you know your product and you believe in your product, the only thing else is out there to get out there and start talking to people about it, whether it's individuals or groups. We're just not talking to enough people. If we want to achieve the levels that we can achieve, because our product right now, I've never seen a market more receptive to our program. You know, I talked to 17 people today. I sold 14 memberships. You know, people, and I don't even think I did that good of a presentation. It's because people today, they're wanting this product. They need it. They're yearning for it. And with the new enhancements to it, it's a laydown. People were amazed when I just talked about the newer features of the plan. I didn't get into all the other stuff about it because my time was limited. And 14 of the 17 people I talked to, they bought the plan just off the new features, the new benefits. And that, I thought that was incredible. But, you know, with the things we have to offer, nobody else has it. And guys, either you're going to take advantage of it or somebody else out there in Legal Shield is going to take advantage of it. So why not you? Let's all win together. Let's go big this year, because there's no reason for us not to be able to go big. There's no reason for everybody on this call not to be earning six figures or multiple six figures a year with Legal Shield. There's just no excuse, because we have the product now that's perfected. We have the commission that is second to none. Our marketing plan is second to none. The only variable in this whole game is you and I. It's just up to you and I to dig down deep over the course of 2014 and blow the roof off this thing, because we have the systems in place. We have the product in place. We have the comp plan in place. It's just up for you and I to take advantage of it and go straight to the top. I wish and hope to see you all in Las Vegas. I hope that you've all registered. And definitely want to register tonight if you haven't done so for our breakout session in Las Vegas. It's going to be the biggest one we've ever done. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you guys. God bless you all. Good night.
Absolutely fantastic, Jeremy. Great job. I tell you, that little wife of yours put everything on the top shelf. No wonder you guys make such an outstanding team. I'm so proud of you, proud of your dad, so proud of the legacy we put. And I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and I'm sure your dad has a few words. Randy?
Hey, Jeremy, I just want to let you know how proud I am, how much we love you and Stephanie, and you know, you're just the top producers month in and month out on the team. So we appreciate you. Keep up the good work. You did an awesome training tonight, and look forward to hearing you on the next call.
You know, Randy, we got another call coming up at 9 o'clock, and I'm telling you, it's going to be fantastic. This lady is nothing but dynamite. I'm telling you, real loaded dynamite. Anyone that wants to know anything about recruiting or putting people into business, putting memberships on the books, needs to be on this next call. And yes, I think Jeremy and Steffi did a wonderful job. And I might as well say that, you know, next week we're going to have a good speaker, Alan Isaac, Randy, of the small business deal. We've got in the future, we've got Patrick Shaw, we've got so many different good, Chris Hughes, good speakers coming up. So if they miss any call, and of course they're being recorded, if they miss any call this month, and I'm sure you're going to talk more about the breakout later on. But remember, folks, God, family, Legal Shield, we'll listen for you at 9 o'clock. Thank you, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.